Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. Tito, last night on the pregame show, you said, you know, nobody's hot. Everybody's cold at the same time. Maybe when we bust out of it, everybody gets hot at the same time. Little did we know it would happen about 10 minutes later.
You know what? That was good. You know, a lot of times you'll hear people say, hey, slow down. You got to score some tomorrow. I don't buy into that. I want our guys to, especially against this team, you score first, try to add on, and then keep adding on, because you don't want them clawing their way back into the game. But also because, you know, our guys were able to loosen up, take some healthy swings, feel good about themselves. I mean, it's a hard game when you're not – nobody's hitting. And, you know, we've talked about it. You know, people will say, well, they look flat. Well, man, it's hard to not look flat when all you're doing is making right turns. And so – for us to have some success, you know, for Mossy to break out of it like he can. We've been talking for 2 weeks now that when he breaks out of it, and they're not going to just be singles. You know, they're going to be home runs, and hopefully guys are on base.
Well, and maybe the biggest hit was his two-out, two-run double in the first inning because he took it the other way, and those are the hits you haven't had.
When you saw how good he felt after that, he hit that ball to left center field, and I contend all the time when you make good contact the other way, and especially when you get rewarded for it, you saw how he got locked in the rest of the game. But I thought then the biggest play after that was they come back in the first inning, got bases loaded, and Cespedes just killed a ball, and Borney ran it down. And, I mean, that ball, I don't know how you hit a ball better than that.
Terry, it's interesting. After the game, Brandon was telling us that, you know, first he got himself into situations where he was almost too patient, and he had lost some of his aggressiveness. And you hitters, it's an ongoing battle, isn't it?
Well, if you figure it out, Hammy, tell me. You're not kidding. I cringe when I hear somebody say, I got it figured out. Because the day you think you do, oh, boy. Because it is ongoing every day. That's why the really good ones, I mean, they have such a strict routine. Because they want to try to give themselves the best chance to feel the same every day. Because that's what you're really trying to do. Once you get to the big leagues and you know how you want to hit, then you got to work to try to stay there.
How about the defense? The defense we haven't really talked about, and it's been really solid all season long. But last night, it was game-changing in a number of ways.
I thought last night was our best game defensively. I really do. We had, Borney's play was huge. And then Kip made a couple plays up the middle. I mean, Ramirez jumps and spears a line drive. Mossy dives for ball in the outfield. And a few of those plays are when there's guys on base. And like I said, when they smell blood, they're a different team. And we didn't need that to happen.
Well, and Danny Salazar has now given you two back-to-back starts. And, yeah, there were some hard-hit balls. But against this lineup, that's going to happen.
You said it exactly right. I mean, you're not going to just, you know, I mean, this is the Detroit Tigers, and they – you know, I'll tell you what, man, that middle of that order, now that Cespedes is here, it's rough going, man. You know, me and Mickey were talking about every other inning. It just gives you so much anxiety. But he did a good job. He pitched in enough. He had a real good curveball. He threw some good changeups, and his fastball had a ton of life.
Are you more encouraged now than you've ever been about Danny?
I'm sure hoping, yeah, I really am. I mean, and again, today, you know, we got a night game, day game. I was in there on the treadmill about 8:15, and he was already in there working. That's a good sign. If Danny, you know, we tell the pitchers all the time, the next day after you pitch is the most important day of the week because they flush out their body. They, you know, they have that good work day, and they start that five-day cycle getting ready for the next one.
Terry, before we let you go, Nick Swisher started his rehab last night, had three base hits for the Clippers. That sounds good. Were the reports as good as the numbers would look?
Yeah, he swung the bat real well. He's actually done a pretty good job all the way through swinging the bat. He's got a, you know, he's kind of gathering some at-bats. Now, they're all over the map, but it's good for him. He's going to play against tomorrow. He'll come to Cleveland and work out Monday, and he'll sit with us, and we'll kind of map out maybe the next week and see kind of how it goes. But, I mean, I'll tell you, Swish has done a really good job. This is something totally new for him. And not only when you have one knee done, but to have two done at the same time, he's doing a good job. We just got to give him a chance, because if we bring him back too early, it's not in anybody's benefit.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Tigers on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.